Shielding is, as I mentioned, the uranium isotopes themselves are not very radioactive. They do decay, if you were to take, you can take uranium in your hand, and it's and work around it all day is not really a problem. Some of the byproducts now come off, and so if it was in closed space where there's not proper ventilation, over time, you can get some radioactive materials which can give you very low doses. So if you're a uranium miner, then you'd want to have some good ventilation and so on. But otherwise, for everyday purposes, you don't have to worry about uranium radiation from uranium. In fact, there's a fair amount of uranium in granite. So if you've got a granite countertop in your kitchen, you're getting a small dose of radiation from that. Again, nothing to worry about. It's the radioactive fission products that are the nasty guys. So they give off alpha particles. Those are high-energy helium nuclei, which is two protons, two neutrons, a positive charge of +2. Beta particles are also given off. They're energetic electrons. Those are charged particles, and charged particles tend to interact fairly readily with materials, so you can protect yourself against those by thin-walled, so your clothing, etc., is pretty good. Even dead skin on your body is a good protection against beta particles and so on. The you have to worry about inhaling them, though, because now you've got these energetic particles which are ionizing, can cause damage to cells inside your lungs or inside your, if you ingest them inside your stomach walls and so on, where there is no dead skin to protect you. So so you got to watch out for that. So you can take precautions, of course. The neutrons, though, are not charged and can penetrate through material. So really, you've got to you got to pay particular attention to those. You can shield them, though, by first slowing them down. So if you've got something with hydrogen in it, you can slow them down, and the absorption cross sections go up as the energy goes down. So if you mix a good absorber in there, like boron or cadmium and so on, combined with waxy material with hydrogen in it or water, then you can shield yourself from neutrons. For gammas, that's highly energetic photon radiation, so more energetic than X-rays. You need density for that, so dense concrete is the way to go for that. Now, so it's not rocket science to build a good shield, but you do have to pay attention to proper design. So we build in layers of redundancy. So if one level of safety fails, then you've got something else to protect you as well.